You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 487
on Now You Know. So, you know, I thought the other day, Tuesday's show is probably going to be kind of light on news. Everyone getting ready for July 4th, going to the beach, preparing for fireworks.
Well, you were right about one thing.
Yeah.
It looks like there's going to be fireworks.
Mr. Scott of Florida. Aye. Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Lee. Aye.
For context, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which is that 1,100-page piece of legislation that's currently before the U.S. Senate, well, Elon posted this last night at midnight. It's obvious with the insane spending of this bill, which increases the debt ceiling by a record $5 trillion, that we live in a one-party country, the Porky Pig Party. Time for a new political party that actually cares about the people.
And then he called out 2 Republican congressmen. Elon said, "How can you call yourself the Freedom Caucus if you vote for a debt slavery bill with the biggest debt ceiling increase in history?
If this insane spending bill passes, the America Party will be formed the next day. Our country needs an alternative to the Democratic Republican uniparty so that the people actually have a voice."
So the America PAC that Elon set up raised approximately $239 million, but they spent a lot getting Trump elected and on some other campaigns, right?
Yeah, they spent about $144 million so far.
Okay, so the America PAC probably has somewhere around $100 million, give or take.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So in theory, the America PAC could support candidates who run against incumbents. And yeah, as we'll see in a minute, I don't think it's just a theory. Peter Diamantis posted, "By 2030, China could have the ability to produce enough solar and storage infrastructure each year to match the entire electricity generation capacity of the United States."
And Elon said, "Yes, a massive strategic error is being made right now to damage solar and battery that will leave America extremely vulnerable in the future."
And just to explain, the Big Beautiful Bill cuts subsidies, but it also makes it really hard for projects that are already underway by introducing new regulations and things that are basically going to kill off a lot of new solar and wind. So even though Elon's against subsidies, if you're going to do it for everyone, as we'll see in a couple minutes, the Big Beautiful Bill only seems to be cutting subsidies for wind and solar instead of cutting it for everybody. Senator Tom Tillis said, "Folks, Elon is 100% right, and he understands this issue better than anyone. We should take his warning seriously. We can't let communist China become the long-term winner." Elon posted, "They just pretend to be two parties. It's just one uniparty in reality. And this is national debt year by year. Red is when Republicans were holding the presidency. Blue is when the Democrats were." And so you can see it doesn't really matter which party holds it. The debt goes up. Elon posted, "Every member of Congress who campaigned on reducing government spending and then immediately voted for the biggest debt increase in history should hang their heads in shame. And they will lose their primary next year if it is the last thing I do on this earth. Anyone who campaigned on the promise of reducing spending but continues to vote on the biggest debt ceiling increase in history will see their face on this poster in the primary next year. Liar, liar, pants on fire."
Elon went on to say, "All I'm asking is that we don't bankrupt America."
And then this is the U.S. budget deficit every year. So as you can see, it's going up from $236 billion to now $1.83 trillion. And Elon said,
"Insane." And Elon's pressure on Congress must be working because late last night, President Trump released this statement.
Elon Musk knew long before he so strongly endorsed me for president that I was strongly against the EV mandate. It is ridiculous and was always a major part of my campaign. Electric cars are fine, but not everyone should be forced to own one. Elon may get more subsidy than any human being in history by far, and without subsidies, Elon would probably have to close up shop and head back to South Africa. No more rocket launches, satellites, or electric car production, and our country would save a fortune. Perhaps we should have Doge take a good hard look at this. Big money to be saved.
And Elon said, lead us not into temptation.
And by the way, if you're going to accuse Elon's companies as getting federal subsidies, then let's at least be fair about it and point out that Boeing, Amazon, Intel, Ford, GM, Micron, Alcoa, Cheniere Energy, Foxconn, Venture Global Liquid Natural Gas, Texas Instruments, VW, Sempra Energy, NextEra Energy, and Sasol have all gotten more federal subsidies than Tesla, for instance.
And at midnight, Elon posted this, Vox Populi, Vox D, 80% voted for a new party.
So it looks like if this goes through and the big, beautiful bill gets passed, Elon's going to start the America Party. And well, we're going to talk more about it on Patreon. Bonus stories.
Thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode.
So if you watch us regularly, you know that I've used Delete Me to protect my personal data for over 2 years.
And as a science experiment, we pulled straws and I didn't get Delete Me.
After signing up, I was shocked to see how many sites had my info. Delete Me got to work right away.
But without Delete Me, I keep getting all the spam calls. So thanks a lot.
Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that will remove your personal information, at least mine, like name, age, where you live, and more that's being sold online.
Delete Me's mission is simple, to remove customers' information from search results.
It has a proven track record, having completed over 100 million opt-out requests since 2010.
Users report significant reductions in their online exposure, with some seeing their data removed from dozens of sites within weeks.
We believe in the right to own, manage, and remove your personal information.
Once you sign up, you'll get a privacy report in 7 days.
Delete Me will remove your personal data from hundreds of data broker websites.
And Delete Me keeps monitoring them year-round, removing information as needed.
Automated removals and quarterly scans minimize user effort, ideal for your busy life.
You can also make custom removal requests.
Scammers and data brokers are online and could be researching you and selling your personal details.
Delete Me provides regular privacy reports that clearly show each individual signed up for their service, how much data was found, where it was found, and where it was removed.
You have the right to stay private, so go to joindeleteme.com/NYK20 and use the code NYK20 at checkout to get 20% off your plan.
So Tesla's 2024 impact report was published yesterday with a lot of cool facts from the 22-year-old company. I mean, did you know that every year pollution emitted during the burning of fossil fuels leads to 8 million premature deaths.
In 2024 alone, Tesla drivers avoided releasing almost 32 million metric tons of CO2 into the air.
And not just CO2, but all the PM2.5 particles and the NOx.
And the sulfur dioxides.
And the benzene.
And the formaldehydes.
And the 1,3-butadiene.
And the acetaldehydes.
And the polycyclic aromatic
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Carbons.
And the volatile organic compounds.
Yeah, crazy stuff comes out of gas car tailpipes that we breathe in.
Teslas don't create any of those. Teslas using autopilot are also way safer than any other cars.
10 times safer.
And because Teslas are super efficient and have less maintenance than ICE cars, they are also cheaper to drive. In 2024, Tesla deployed over 31 gigawatt hours of energy storage.
And just look at that increase over 2023.
And Tesla recycled 136% more battery materials than the year before.
That's enough material to manufacture about 21,000 Model Y rear-wheel drive cars.
Yeah, so much cool data in the report. You can really deep dive. There's an extended report, so if you really want to geek out, it's just amazing how much they promised and how much they're doing. They set out to be a sustainable energy car transportation company, and they're doing it every year, and yet no one really wants to talk about it. But what people do want to talk about is robotaxi. And Farzad posted, "Hey Elon, when does Tesla expect to get to a 3-to-1 or more robotaxi to supervisor / teller operator ratio? Per my modeling, it looks like robotaxi is about to break even at 2-to-1, very profitable at 3-to-1, and wildly profitable at 5-to-1 and above. Would be super helpful. Thanks."
So what is Farzad talking about here exactly? Because I know that right now, robotaxi has a safety passenger in the car. They're sitting in the passenger seat and they can press buttons on the screen to like stop in the lane or to pull over.
And behind the scenes, there's a potential teleoperator. We don't know if there's 1-to-1, like one for every car, or if one teleoperator can be watching 10 cars. We don't know that ratio. And so what Farzad's saying is like right now you haven't really removed a human from the Uber. And so when are you going to get to that basically?
I see. Because it's expensive to keep people in the loop, so to speak. The whole point of autonomous vehicles is that there are no people and then you don't have to pay those people.
Exactly.
And then that makes the ride cheaper.
But we got an answer from Elon.
Elon said, "As soon as we feel it is safe to do so, probably within a month or two, we continue to improve the Tesla AI with each mile driven."
All right. Well, let's just focus on that. Probably within a month or two. So it's not like he's saying for the next 6 years we're going to have a teleoperator or a safety passenger person. He thinks, and you know, this is Elon time, so maybe it's 2 months or 3 months, but in a very short amount of time, probably before the end of the year, we're going to remove the human.
Now, he didn't say that we're going to remove all teleoperators, but they're going to get to a more than 3 or 1.
Which would mean taking that person out of the car.
Certainly, because you can't get any better than a 1-to-1
right.
if with a person in the car. When we're talking about teleoperators, that's someone who can basically remote into the car with like a video game steering wheel, control the car with that steering wheel to kind of get it out of trouble that the AI can't do.
And if you look at the question, it was, when do you expect to get to a 3-to-1 or more? So worst case, it sounds like in a couple months, we'll get to one teleoperator watching, say, 3 screens, 3 cars, and able to jump into that car remotely if there's a problem.
At the very least.
At the very least. It might be more.
We might be thinking about this all wrong, though. It might not be that there's going to be a guy sitting there with 3 monitors with 3 different cars doing 3 different things at the same time. I mean, it's hard enough for most people to drive 1 car. Imagine having to keep track of 3 separate cars all at the same time and then have to remote into one if somebody sees something going wrong.
I think the big question is, I don't think you can remote into a car very easily that's going 70 miles an hour on the highway, right? Because if I jump in, I'm probably going to make it worse. But if a car is like in a city street and it's having trouble because of construction or whatever, a police officer telling it to go and it doesn't know what to do, that's, I think, a place where a teleoperator could jump in and very easily at low speeds get the car out of trouble.
So this is like where the car is stopped and it's basically it's stuck behind, you know, a tow truck who's doing something weird.
We've all been in those situations where you kind of have to do something quasi-illegal, like a U-turn in a weird place. But in the car probably doesn't feel comfortable doing that.
Right. Or like a 14-point turn just to, because somebody broke down at the stop sign and it's a one way and you're like, oh, what am I going to do?
Right.
So now I'm going to, you know, do a U-turn on this one way and drive the wrong way out of the one way because I'm stuck.
But the good news is the fleet will probably learn from all of these little one-offs.
And it does seem like you don't need anywhere remotely close to 3-to-1.
If it's that, I agree. I think it's probably like
100-to-1 or
maybe
more.
Yeah. Tesla's charging posted, "Supercharger utilization is reaching highs while waiters on the network are at lows. Our network expansion is data-driven and customer-centric."
So the red line is sessions per stall per day. And it is up around 8.
Okay, so 8 sessions per stall per day.
So if you imagine you're just looking at a supercharger stall all day, you're going to...
Okay, so it gets used on average 8 times?
You're going to see about 8 uses.
And what's the white line?
That is the percentage of Tesla drivers who have to wait for a supercharger stall. Right now, it's down around 1%.
Oh, wow. So only 1% of Tesla drivers have to wait.
And you can see that back in like 2019, there was a higher percentage of waiters. And now it's dropped and it's basically somewhere between 1% to 2%.
But why is it so spiky during the year?
I'm pretty sure that that has to do with winter. In the winter, you use more energy.
Oh, and also like Christmas is in the winter and Thanksgiving.
Yes, but I would have expected those to be a lot like tighter spikes because it would be like, you know, Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Whereas you can see that these are much broader uses. And I think that that's winter because people generally need to charge more in the winter because you're using heat.
All right, it's time for a little SpaceX news. Netflix is teaming up with NASA to bring space a little closer to home, they say. Beginning this summer, Netflix will begin to stream live rocket launches, astronaut spacewalks, mission coverage, and breathtaking live views of Earth from the International Space Station. Well, that's cool. More people will be exposed to it.
Yeah, but what the hell took so long?
I don't know.
I mean, here's what it feels like. It feels like a guy who worked at Netflix wanted to watch a SpaceX launch one day, and he went onto YouTube, and it wasn't on YouTube, and he went like, why isn't it on YouTube? And then their nephew was like, it's on X, Uncle Netflix guy. And he was like,
we can make money.
I smell business opportunity.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We'll see you guys there. And maybe I'll be talking about something I didn't expect to talk about today. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the shout outs. People who support us at $5 or more a month, they make this show possible. Who do we got this week, Jess?
We've got Alvin Thompson,
Bartolomej Korupshaninsky,
Louis Vaughn,
Charlie Lee,
and Hemant Thumb.
Thank you so much, guys, for making the show possible. Thank you for joining us today, everybody.
So you were thinking of announcing something on today's show, weren't you?
Yeah, but I'm still like contemplating it. So I think I'll discuss it with our patrons today on Patreon bonus stories.
All right. So if you haven't joined us on Patreon, please consider joining us for as little as a buck a month. And you can see what Zach is thinking about announcing.
See you guys on Thursday, everyone.
Now you know.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.